Hi, my name is Vuki Vujasinovic, and this is Uncommon.
Uncommon and Uncommon Clips are produced by Narelle, a unique digital agency. Head to narelle.com to learn more. That's NEURALLE.com.
When you mentioned, because I know what you mean, you get a client and then you get assigned to this account.
Yep.
I'm curious then, how does that work? Is that not even an issue? You still assign people to an account at Sling and Stone, but at the end of the day, most of the clients that you have a similar ethos. So it's not, you're not getting this mishmash of people.
Definitely. Like we, you know, if you think of the funnel or whatever, right? Like we are extremely picky about our clients.
Yeah.
We said we very politely, but we knocked back 172 clients in 2020, right? In just last year alone. And that's in a pandemic year when agencies are hurting. We were still being picky. And the reason is we'd rather be the best agency in the world for a certain type of brand than a jack of all trades for everyone. Because I just think it's, and like that's being selfish. Like that's just, it's, I think it's easier and more enjoyable. And you can have a better impact if you focus. And that was a big thing that most agencies at the time were just trying to be all things to all people. They were sitting there, and if a client came a knocking, it didn't matter who it was, they pitched for it.
Yeah.
And that leads to some good short-term growth. Like we could flick that switch and do that tomorrow at Sling and Stone. But I think the bet I'm making with how we're running and scaling this business is that down the track, you're in a worse spot if you take that path.
Yeah, it doesn't lead to a business that is as scalable as your processes and whatnot become convoluted because you're just trying to be things to all people. Yeah. And I've had this process in the last year with a smaller agency. You know, like I would be what you were in your second year of the PR firm. So it's very, very early days. And there was a brilliant quote, Dan Monheit from Hard Hat Agency, probably one of the big independents that I really respect. I probably, when I honestly look at the industry, the people that I like the most, or the agencies I like the most is Sling and Stone, Hard Hat, and probably Alex Wood Dalton as sort of an independent creative. They're the ones that we internally look up to.
And that's awesome. And Dan is a very good friend of mine. So very good to hear that. And
also on the Kogan together. Account.
Yeah, works on Kogan, good friends with them. And we're going on a cycling trip together in a couple of weeks if the borders open up. So yeah,
of course good mate
and massively respect what he does.
He gave me, I try and catch up with Dan regularly enough my partner and I will catch up with him and be his partner B. And Dan, and he gave me this quote ages ago. He calls it the 5 A's. I don't know if you've heard this.
I haven't
before.
Heard this one.
So it's anything for anyone, anywhere, anytime, at any price. And that is a problem that he's like, in the first like 6 or 7 years, that's what was happening to them. They were just doing anything. And they do it for anyone at any price. Like they do web design, they do social, they do media. And so I found in the last year that we've stripped out anything. So we've really honed in on what it is that we offer. We've stripped out anywhere, anytime, at any price. We've stripped all that out. The thing that I'm now struggling with is anyone. And so, you know, I was curious, how did you as a firm, like I know it seems in hindsight really easy to identify it, you know, you realize that you developed or honed in on this idea of challenger brands. And we could make an argument internally that those are the sort of companies that we like, but there's also something different about the way we do business versus the way that Sling Stone does business. And so we still get a lot of inbound queries, but more and more I'm trying to get to that position of saying no to people. And actually when I was doing your research this week, I've had like 20 sales meetings the last 2 weeks in a row. And it's just like untenable. It is nice, but like, you know, the proposals that I have to create are just it's untenable. I don't know how I can my strategist can't keep up with it.
Yeah.
And some of them I know won't convert or aren't aligned with what we want. So how does an agency or any young business like ours remove that anyone? What sort of process would you advise them on?
Yeah, it sounds like you're trying. I mean, the opposing force to Dan's 5 A's would be something like the 5 S's and getting like a specific type of work for a specific client at a specific time for a specific price, and whatever else I've missed. I don't have a prescription for everyone. What I can share is what worked for us. And to some extent, we got lucky, and I'm fully appreciative of that. I think you make your own luck. Like, you work hard, you put yourself in the right place at the right time, and you can make that luck. But, you know, still got lucky to kind of place a pretty big bet on an area that grew really well. Like, it wasn't super clear. It wasn't super obvious to me that in 2010, choosing to work with startups and disruptive tech companies was going to 10 years later lead to us being one of the biggest independent PR agencies in Australia. Like, that I didn't expect and didn't know. What I did know was that me and the early team enjoyed that kind of work. So, like, number one is focus on the craft and the joy around it. And it doesn't have to be a specificity around types of clients. For us, that's what worked. It might be that it's a specificity around the work. Like, we only do X, but we do it for anyone.
Yeah.
Or we only do this really premium or this really low price point. We can do it efficiently. Like, you know, that I think specificity and focus is key, but I don't think it has to be about the clients. For us, that was what it was. So it was just in the early days, it was a joy and satisfaction and just the fun of working with these clients that were shit stirrers, that were challengers, that were ruffling feathers, and we were helping them do it.
Yeah.
They were already doing great things, but we were kind of jumping in the ring with them and helping them take on the Goliaths of their industry. And so it was really around fun and joy and satisfaction. And I think ultimately you have to, if you're in client or customer service, you have to take some joy in what you do. Otherwise, it's going to be an untenable grind. And then later on, a few years in, we realized that it wasn't just more fun, but it was more important work. That these brands were starting to really genuinely shape the future. In good and bad ways. So we had to really pick the clients pick the right kind of clients that were creating a better future in our eyes. But that the importance of it started to become apparent to us in terms of changing industries, in terms of creating new industries, in terms of improving the way we all live, work, and play, like making work better, making travel better, making whatever better. And in terms of job creation and value creation, so many things, these types of companies turned out to be some of the most important businesses in the world today. When we made that bet, I can't, like, there's no sort of prescient ability that I can impart on you or your listeners, but just like try and hone it around joy. And ultimately that passion will lead to good things, whether it becomes massive or just like something you're really proud of. I think it's a good outcome.
Yeah. And I think we're getting there. I think for me, over the last fortnight in particular, I've started more and more as we get into this space, noticing what it is. And if you apply the word challenger, it's actually not, it's not marketing, maybe it's mediums, but I've noticed that the things that we really excel at are certain areas, whether it's really challenging messages just naturally as a shit stirrer myself, or you know, the fact that we do a lot, I've noticing in the creative space there, the increasing use of talent. And because of that, we've really gone deep on talent management and influencer marketing.
Yep.
And combining that as well with sort of some of the production we do is different. We do a lot of podcast production for people. Yep. We do a lot of video that's not your standard corporate video. It's sort of quite different, whether it's slow-mo, 100 frames per second type stuff or something like that.
Cool.
So, yeah, this is the fun part of being in business, right? Is working all that out.
Figuring that out, placing the right bets. It's kind of, in some ways, it's a very long game of gambling. If you make those right bets, I think, and go hard on that. And the trick is, the easy part is figuring that out, actually. I think the hard part is when opportunities come knocking that fit in those 5A's bucket that you talked about.
Yeah.
And you say no. That's the hard part, because you're saying no to short-term cash flow in the belief that I share personally, that long-term it'll work out. But having that specificity and focus, the kind of hardest part is walking the walk in those moments.
Yeah. And it's interesting because, you know, I didn't think about it till you mentioned it, like who you've knocked back. And I think about who we've started to knock back. There's a problem, scarcity is a brilliant marketing tool. Like Dan will probably talk about scarcity for days. Like he could talk about it all day. Yep. And I wonder whether you've ever considered utilizing that as part of your, you know, whether it's on your website, whatever it may be, talking about that fact that this year we've knocked back 120 people.
I've talked with it in the past. I think it's kind of verging on arrogant. Like we try and be, you know, like humble about it where possible, but also we definitely do not take this situation and this position we are in for granted. Like we're really proud of it. We think we've earned it. But we have to continue to earn it every day. So to put it out there like that feels like, you know, jinxing it a bit. But I think certainly something to be proud of, but we do it with like politeness and, you know, scarcity is real. Like we've grown to 60 people. So there's a lot of us, but it's still a finite amount of time that we have. So we can't take on everything that comes our way.